Hello, and welcome to Minding Your Manor, where we cover everything home-related, including organizing, downsizing, productivity, home management, and more. I'm Julie Ulmer, and I've been a professional organizer since 2003. Professional organizers help individuals or businesses take control of their surroundings, their time, their stuff, and therefore their lives. I typically work with people in their homes or offices, helping them declutter, get organized, manage their time and be more productive, begin downsizing, prepare for moving or getting settled into their new home, and helping out with home management. Today, I want to talk about being a clutter bug. Call it what you like, cluttering, being a pack rat, a finder keeper, a messy, or just disorganized. Some people like to refer to themselves as clutter bugs, and others are shocked to think that they're considered clutter bugs. They just have a lot of stuff, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? There are two very different ends of the spectrum here, from severe hoarding to a few piles here and there, some things out of place, and people have a hard time placing themselves on the scale accurately. Have you gone to a friend's house and the first thing out of their mouth is an apology about their home being a huge mess when it looks magazine cover worthy to you? Some people thrive in an environment when they're surrounded by their stuff, and others get stressed out when shoes are kicked off willy-nilly in the entryway and not placed properly on the rack that is reserved specifically for shoes. There's obviously a lot of interpretive license when it comes to identifying what's a little and what's too much. When is it too much clutter? When spaces in the home aren't functioning like they're supposed to, when day-to-day tasks become much larger chores, and when other members of the household are affected negatively. If you feel emotionally, physically, and spiritually drained, have difficulty imagining joy in your home, and feel robbed of a sense of peace, you may be dealing with too much clutter. You may feel judged by others, embarrassed, or shamed. It may also be that there are other members of the home contributing to the disorganization, or situations like having a new baby, home renovations, or having an elderly parent come to live with you. Here are a few questions to ask yourself about your clutter. Are you afraid to open closet doors because there's a potential avalanche just waiting to pour out over you? Do you constantly find things that you had completely forgotten you owned? Do you own multiples of something because you couldn't find that something, so you just went out and bought another? Does the thought of moving to another home paralyze you because the idea of how to pack everything up is similar to the idea of climbing Mount Everest? Can you spy with your little eye flat surface spaces that don't have piles, that are actually free and clear? Do you find retail therapy very comforting? Is it difficult to resist sales, freebies by the side of the road, yard sales, and bargain items, even if you don't have a true need for them? Is dirty laundry mixed with clean laundry, and it's difficult to put away because there's no room for it? Are you renting storage space for rarely used items? Do you consider your belongings all being of equal worth, no matter the functionality, monetary, or sentimental value? Are you a great caregiver, doing lots for others, even when your home is in disarray, enough so that you can't find time for pleasurable leisure activities? Do you feel a strong sense of perfectionism? The idea that if you're going to do a makeover of a space, it's got to be done just right. If these questions resonated powerfully with you, you might have a clutter problem. Now, this is not a diagnosis, just some challenging questions. There are plenty of reasons why the home is in the state that it is, and those reasons are the why behind the stuff. Clutterbugs may dedicate themselves to clearing out the excess and have success, but it's always advisable to try to get to the core of why they find clutter comforting. Why is it so difficult letting go? The why behind the stuff may require professional help in the form of mental health counseling, because clutter clearing may just be a temporary band-aid if the reason behind the cluttering isn't addressed. Yes, there may be some need to do deep work, but it can be really freeing work. You may come to realize that you are not lazy. You and your situation isn't hopeless. you're not a bad person, and you don't have to be ruled by material possessions for the rest of your life. Knowing that others struggle with the same thing you do can be very supportive. So reading blogs, self-help style books, or listening to podcasts can help you identify with others. There are online groups where you can share your experiences among like-minded people and find inspiration in some of their stories. You might find that they have unique strategies as to how they dealt with their stuff in ways that really embraces out-of-the-box thinking. Maybe your situation is not nearly half as bad as you thought it was, and with some tips and tricks, you feel motivated to dig in and begin the clearing process, reclaiming your spaces. Some people reach out to professional experts like me, while some can buddy up with a non-judgmental friend and take turns helping each other declutter. Surrounding yourself with positive people and watching others to commit to and achieve their goal is poignant and motivating. Something a clutterbug once said has really stuck with me. You're ready when you're ready, and until you're ready, you're not ready. It's very possible to build new habits, to learn how to identify things that you really need, use, and love, and achieve the goals that you thought were impossible. Best of luck in your decluttering endeavors. In future episodes, I'll be covering more topics such as junk mail and how to tame it, kitchen organization, and toxicity in the home. Stop by our Facebook page, Minding Your Manner, on WGXC 90.7 FM, where you can ask me questions, share a tip or trick that worked for you, or just join the conversation. Thanks for joining me. This has been Julie Ulmer on WGXC, helping you mind your manner.